good.
What's going on, my brother?
Man, I'm hopping in here for like a brief moment on this drive home, so I'm probably going to have to cut out like the minute I get to the house because I got turmoil going on.
Oh, okay. All right. Understood. Let me send this invite out to everybody. So we had some action today in the rap world.
Yep. Shocking.
Right. Shoot, since you're the only one in here, I'll go ahead and get started, man. Just to fill everybody in, today we got the long awaited and anticipated diss track from Kendrick Lamar, aimed at no other than Drake, in response to his two records, Tailor Made and Push Ups. Did not see this coming. First of all, shout out to my boy Eric in the other group chat, who brought this to my attention with a simple text message saying Kendrick has responded, to which I was like, are you sure? Is this, are you sure this ain't AI? And he's like, nah, it's on his official YouTube page. So, and I was like, oh man. And went directly to listen to it. And since then, I've probably listened to the track 5 times. But, what was your thoughts on the track? Cause niggas was kind of bitterly divided on this. So I'm anxious to hear your thoughts.
We don't want to hear you say nigga no more. You know, I'm a call bias because I'm a Kendrick fan.
And you're on the West Coast.
More than I am a Drake fan. But just like Kendrick said, I like Drake with the melodies. I don't like Drake when he's talking tough. I was shocked at that because I'm like, dang, are you in my head right now? Like, but, I've always had a love-hate relationship with Drake. I was a huge Comeback Season fan, so when So Far Gone dropped, I was very disappointed, even though I did like some of it. I came around to Nothing Was the Same, but in my opinion, that was his best album. And I just kind of let him exist at this point. I give props to him because he did take Meek Mill out, and nobody was really expecting him to take Meek Mill out just because of Meek Mill's battle rap background. So he did body dude. I'm not going to say nothing about Pusha T because we've already said it a million times. He lost that one. So when Like That dropped, I was like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. And then Drake took like 3 weeks to respond. And everybody was like, oh, he's on tour or whatever. Then he dropped Push Ups, which I didn't like in the beginning. But as time passed, I found myself walking around saying some of the lines. How you big stepping when you got size 7 men's on? like, you know, Top said, drop and give me 50. Like, I was like, okay. Like, and especially... especially after the Motown version of the 20v1 line, I was like, Kendrick needs to respond. Drake may not have nothing to do with that, but now Kendrick needs to respond. The Tailor Made thing, I accepted it as him trolling. In the beginning, I was like, this is trash. I still think as a diss is trash because I don't want to hear Tupac with Drake's weak flow. So I still think it was trash, but I recognize it as a trolling move. It's no different from, I guess, he took a picture recently and he had a Compton City College sweatshirt on, which is, I guess, the college where Kendrick's wife went to college at. And that was just yesterday. So then the track dropped today and I was like, oh man, let's hear this. So, of course, the first time I definitely, like, stand out. I was like, oh, my God, when I put the headphones down. Then I listened to it a few more times. And I'm at the point now with it where I'm like, you know what? He really went, in my opinion, he went hard on this. people can think what they want, but in my opinion, he went hard on this. The sexy red line was hilarious, and I think when Kendrick has funny lines, he can be really funny with them. Just the whole idea of the deep dives on this have been kind of like interesting, to say the least. The deep dives have been a bit Stanish. But some of them have brought out some things, like the thing I sent you about the line at the beginning that was in reverse, how it all tied into Richard Pryor from The Wiz. I thought that
man, thanks for that deep cut. I did not know that. I was wondering what that backwards, you know, dialogue was in the beginning of the track, and then you had sent me the breakdown of it, and it was, for those who didn't know, it's a clip from the movie The Wiz, where Richard Pryor is saying, I'm a phony, everyone's gonna know, you know. And I'm like, oh, okay, this nigga's, I don't know, some people might think that's a little try hard, I don't know, I thought it was a slick thing to do.
I thought he was definitely doing chess moves with that. I'm gonna talk about the negatives real quick. I think the main negative is that Kendrick may not have really said a lot of new stuff about Drake. Like, a lot of it, you know, we have heard in other disses, which I think is the, if anything, I'm like, maybe Drake was playing chess by getting into it with so many people at once, because, you know, if somebody spits a diss, they're probably going to end up touching on the same things if they're not, like, all in the room together writing their diss response to Drake, you know, and some of the same things are going to get touched on, like the... I thought Kendrick's line about the, you know, core audience and the abs and stuff, that was pretty slick, even though that's been said before by Rick Ross about his abs. I thought that was brought out in a pretty slick way. I'm looking at this is Kendrick's push-ups, basically. He went real hard with it, but I think he can go in even more, pause, all of that.
Hey,
if this continues on, I think he can go even further with it. I heard the response and I'm like, oh man, maybe we finally got a battle that's actually gonna really, really culminate in something. You know, like I just hope that, you know, Jay Prince doesn't jump in and mess this one up.
Yeah, Destro is the real leader. That's got to be Jason.
First of all, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
I got dragged into Hyde Park, so I'm in the car.
Okay. And we got Dave in the house. What up, Dave?
What up? What up, fellas?
All right. Jason, man, what were your thoughts on the track, man, when you heard it? The Kendrick response record that finally dropped.
So... I'm still absorbing it. I probably listened to it 3 times. My first thought was, when he started the song with the Teddy Pendergrass sample, I thought he should have stopped. I think I said it earlier. I think he should have stopped after that, because he said a few things, but it did. When the track changed over, It sounded a bit silly to me. He was saying some things. You had to listen to it and really pay attention to it. It just sounded, the delivery of it, I didn't really like the track, and the delivery of it sounded a little bit
like... You're talking about the very first verse.
Yeah, I'm talking actually to the rest of the, after it changed over, it was a bit... It became a bit silly to me, you know, how he delivered. Because some things he said in there, I caught the lines, I caught the bar, but just the way he delivered it, it was just like he was, like he's playing a game. He's not really trying. He's just saying something, and it sounded silly, and it just didn't land for me on some of the things he was saying, and just the delivery. If he was stuck with a more simplistic, a little harder bit of a flow, I would have been fine with it. But with all of the tone changes and breath control and all of that, it was like, you know, like, what is that? You know, and I'm like, dude, stop all of that. You gotta be done with it. And then You know, and I, but I will, I love the fact that throughout the song, he's saying what he gotta say. He ain't no subliminal, ain't no, let me think about if you're talking about this person. He just straight said it. I love that. And I think that's what a lot of people was missing, because the only person I ever known to do that in recent times was Pusha T. Even if you knew who somebody was talking about, he the only one who came out and said their name, you know? And it was all right. It just could have been better. But I think if he would have stopped at that first, after he did the Teddy Pendergrass part, I think if he would have stopped, it would have just been like, yeah, I gave you this little response, but you're not even worthy of my time, and I'm good. And that would have been it. He didn't have to do that.
So you felt that this was too long?
No. I get the 6 minute part, six guy, all that junk. I get it. He went in on it for 6 minutes. I get that. But.
Oh, you muted.
Doing too much at once.
Yo.
Yeah. You said you get the whole 6 minute thing.
Yeah, I get the whole 6 minute thing. I just think he was just doing. I think he was just trying to get too much in at one time within that 6 minutes. That's a lot of time, and it just, you know, he stretched it out in his material. He just, at a certain point, you know, you're doing too much. It's like, all right, let's move on. But I do get the 6 minute thing. You know.
Okay. I think I get you. I think I get where you're coming from.
Take though. This wasn't. He did it, but he just went too. He did too much for me. That's all.
When you say too much, what do you mean though? Do you think that's why I thought you were saying the track was too long? Do you think?
Like how he was approaching the situation and the things that he was saying. You know, it, like a lot of it, like even we sitting here talking about it, we're still going in and trying to figure out what exactly, like the nuances and stuff of the song. He you know.
Well, I'm gonna get into that.
That's about it.
Okay. Dave, man, you had some opinions on this, man. I would love to hear them.
Yeah. You know, I've had some time to listen to it. I've listened to it a couple more times. My opinion is slightly improved. I think I do like some of the layered stuff, but as a diss track, I don't really like it as a diss track. Like I feel like if we have to go back and dissect bars in a diss track, then it's not really a diss track. Like he was upfront. Is subliminal. He was upfront and subliminal, which is kind of a weird blend. Like, he started this off with the poem, which I thought, like Jason said, I thought that would have been slick if he kind of, that's all he gave you was like 60 seconds. You know what I mean? And then he like, you don't deserve no more of my time. But then I also understand the outcry and the clamoring from the fans. So I think he did it more so for that. But again, like, this is outside of his element. Like, just listening to him and him switching up his cadence and doing the talky thing that he be doing with his voices. And it's like, it felt like a Kendrick track, but it didn't feel like a Kendrick diss track, if that makes any sense.
I follow. Okay.
Like, I get, and again, some of the bars was dope, like, and it kind of resonated. Like, I like the end where he was like, he shouldn't be saying nigga no more. Like, I rock with that. You know what I mean? and then the bar about, I'd rather do something than let a Canadian make Pac turn in his grave, I thought was slick. But, yeah, what are we talking about here? Like, this is what set the streets on fire? It's cool, but I'm coming to grips with what a battle is now, and I think a battle now is kind of a social media thing. Like, you put your tracks out here and there, but I kind of like, and again, this feels weird to say, I kind of like the way Drake approached the whole thing with kind of constantly trolling them and kind of pushing them and egging them on to respond. Okay. I felt like in the spirit of the battle, I think he did that better, and then his punchlines were a little funnier. Like, Kendrick's it's Kendrick, like, it's core Kendrick. He's like, you know, I like your older music, like, you know, I don't like the fake you and blah blah blah. it's always meaning behind what Kendrick says, and I think that's part of the reason why I don't hit the same as a typical diss track.
Okay. I got a couple of things in reply to that. Well, one, I'm glad you went back and listened to the track a couple more times, because niggas was dogging it in a group chat. And I'm like, man, like are y'all...
I ain't gonna lie, man. My first couple times listening to it, I was like, this is huh, bro. Like, why's this nigga giving us a poem before a diss track? Like, what is this?
I was a little thrown by that, but once he started speaking, like, when the soft music came in, I was like, oh man, I got trolled. This ain't no diss track. But then he started speaking, and then he was talking about the fake actor that's starting to look paranoid. I was like, oh, okay, maybe he's gonna hit on something here. And then the other two beats came in. I was like, okay, we got a proper response. Going back to what you were saying though about what is it where they're going at it over. And I talked about this with Jason separately, and I told him, look, I'm going to just say it. Tupac ruined battle rap. And what I mean by that is that I feel that people now feel that if an MC doesn't have something incredibly personal and embarrassing and hurtful to say about the other MC, then the attitude is like, why are we even going at it at all? And I think that's kind of like an unfortunate and unintended consequence of tracks like Hit 'Em Up. Because what do people say whenever they want to dog a battle out? Well, back in our day, Tupac said he F so-and-so's wife. And it's just like that became the golden standard for a lot of older heads. And now the new school cats can't even really go at it properly.
No. We had this discussion when Cole backed out. And I said that. I was like, when these dudes really don't have no beef, then this is what you're gonna get. So this is the battle that people quote unquote wanted to hear. Like, if this wasn't Pac, since Pac, you've had diss tracks, but they've gotten personal. And that was my whole thing with Cole. Cole didn't want to get personal, so that's why he bowed out. Like, I ain't got no beef with these niggas. It is what it is. The thing between Kendrick and Drake, it's just a matter of disrespect. I don't think either one of these, like everybody keeps saying, one of them got some bar that's going to end all bars. Whatever, like, spit it then. Like, tell us what you got. What are you holding on to it for? Like,
no, I'm with you on. That, like, I'm with
Push,
you on.
Push put out one reply and smoked him. He put out I'm not saving nothing for it. Like, what? For what? How long are we going to do this? And that's what I don't understand. Cole talking about, oh, I got some other. What are you talking? Why are you sitting on it then? What is this going to be a thing? Y'all going to do a versus or something?
I get where you're coming from, but because I feel that because it's not getting personal, people are having a very mid reaction to it.
But isn't
like why can't MCs just not like each other, like, or not respect so and so's career moves or something and speak on it, and we battle over that as opposed to like it getting deeply personal? Because if it's not getting deeply personal, people are just kind of like, why are they even going at it at all?
I don't mean to cut you off, but name me a good rap battle that wasn't personal. You got maybe one. Maybe. But every battle, every diss, everything, it's always when it gets on wax, it's normally spilling over from something else. Not a dude saying I'm better than you.
Was Jada and Beanie personal?
I thought so.
Was Nas and Jay really all that personal? I know it got personal toward the end, but did it start off personal?
I don't remember. I remember the track, bro.
Well, I don't even want to justify that beef. It's like everyone who came at Eminem came at him on some nonsense that really, really wasn't personal, but I don't even want to get into those. I feel that it's possible, though. I really do feel like it's possible. Like, for MCs to go at it, like, in a strict sense of just competition.
I'm just saying it's never been done. Like, as far as I can remember, I can't think of a successful battle that the streets loved, or even a battle in general that was just two competitive dudes sparring it out. Like, That was all he got to respond. Now, he got to respond. Like, what? Who said that? When did that become the rules of hip hop?
Now, in terms of battling, like, I watch a lot of online battles, like URL and RBE and all of that. And like, these niggas really be going at it. And like, 90% of the battles, when they're over, you see these niggas shake up and hug afterwards. So like, I don't think it really has to get personal for it to be a battle that goes down properly, where two MCs show up and they show improve. Like, so maybe my opinion is a little biased or influenced by that. Whereas in the rap world, the rap industry proper, all the battles we've seen have probably gotten personal. If they didn't start off personal, they ended up being personal toward the end. So maybe that's why I'm looking at it differently. But as far as the flavor of a song and the way he delivered it with the switching beats and all that, I thought it was perfectly on brand with the type of music we're getting from Kendrick, especially over the past three albums. You had mentioned how it felt like a Kendrick song, but it didn't necessarily feel like a proper diss track, but it did feel like a Kendrick song. I like the manner in which he delivered it. I like the bars. I thought that the revealing that he tried to send a cease and desist letter for like that was pretty scathing. Because Drake is, I mean, yeah, we clown this dude, but at the end of the day, Drake is a powerful, influential dude. And that's on par with what Rick Ross said about him sending a cease and desist letter to French Montana. I also thought the Parkinson's line was slick. If things get shaky, I'm gonna park your son, like as in Parkinson's. Like, I thought that was slick. The 1v20 line, where he made reference to his ghostwriters and then even name drops one of his ghostwriters. I thought that was slick. I thought the line about I hate the way you dress, I hate the way you talk, I hate the way you know what I mean?
Johnson on the record. Pure Silky Johnson all over this record.
Right. He went Silky Johnson on this nigga.
Wasn't that part Bernie Mac? Wasn't that a quote from Bernie Mac?
Huh, close. I'm thinking Don't Be a Menace, where he talks about hating his gums because they black, hating Whoopi Goldberg's lips.
Hate the gums on your teeth.
I thought it was from, who was that, DMX, when he did that Breakfast Club interview, where he was like, I hate that nigga Drake, I hate the way he walks.
Good point.
Man, it would have been cold if he could have sampled that, if he got permission to sample that interview with DMX.
That would have been fire, bro. That would have been hilarious.
But when he started going into like everything he hate about, I even hate the women you smash, like, you know. And then he reminded him about like, look, dude, like, I represent the culture. I make music that satisfies people. You make music that pacifies people. I'm like, yo, this nigga's spitting. He's holding up a mirror to Drake and showing him everything we see. The line about Gunna, I know some information that'll make Gunna look like a saint. I'm like, whoa, is Drake the feds? What's going on? And then the YNW Melly line, like,
that rapper that
killed his two friends and was riding around with them in a trunk. It's like, there were definitely some heavy hitting lines throughout this diss. Like, now, as far as like, well, what do y'all think about the timing? Because he responded. Shout out to him for responding on a Tuesday. If you know, you know. But it took him roughly 3 weeks to respond, which was the same amount of time it took Drake to respond to like that. You all feel it took too long?
I feel like the main reason it may have felt like it took too long was Drake's trolling and the Drake stans who were like, why is it taking him so long? Drake was on tour. I can say that because I kind of started feeling that way as time passed, especially when that when that Motown version of Push Ups dropped. As hilarious as that was, and I don't think Drake had any type of attachment to that, but it did make me feel like, if we're getting to this point where people can make memes and stuff out of Drake's response and he's still trolling, then it's starting to feel like Kendrick needed to respond. But I started kind of hating that I was feeling that way, because it's like, you know, like,
I can't root for that.
I can understand, like,
the reason why people are on Kendrick's head about responding, because they're on Drake's head about responding. They were on Drake's head about responding. But I feel like the both of them exist in this world differently. Drake is the type of cat who's online constantly, who's, you know, like always putting something out, you know, whereas Kendrick kind of like stays to himself. Doesn't he even mention it on the track? You think, you know, like something about like, you know, I'm just living my life or something along those lines.
Yeah, and living his life and raising his son, which he said yeah. Drake knew nothing about.
Yeah, so I kind of just looked at it like that's a big part. Like maybe in that way Drake's trolling was working, because it started having a lot of people feel like, you know, Kendrick, you know, is taking too long, and especially when you got like a D writer like Academics on your side, like of course, you know, he's gonna start making people feel a certain way. So I think in a way, like it sucks, because you know, us knowing hip hop for as long as we've known it, diss tracks didn't always take, they weren't always super fast. And yeah, the technology is different, this and that. But I look at it like, you know, when you take time, you can get a diss like this that has some really hard hitting lines that we end up revisiting. You get something like Push Ups, which had lines that we revisit. But when you don't take time, you get stuff like the Taylor Made freestyle. And, you know, like, it is what it is. Like, when, like, we know Kendrick don't really exist in this dimension sometimes, it feels like, because he'll disappear for like several years and then just pop up. So, I mean, to me, it was kind of on brand that he took his time. Like, if anything, if we didn't have the trolling, he probably still wouldn't have responded yet. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword in that way to me.
Yeah. Dave, Jason, what do y'all think? Y'all think the timing was too late, just right? What do y'all think?
I thought it was perfect, especially like we just did the show the other day when it came up. I think if he waited any longer, especially like he was saying, the trolling made it worse, and that's why I kind of feel the slight nod to Drake, as far as Drake is used to this. Like, this is what he do. You know what I mean? He rides trends, so he knows how to manipulate media. He knows how to troll people in social media and everything else. So it's like, this is his lane. Kendrick had to step out of his lane to kind of address this situation. And he did it in true Kendrick fashion. But I just don't see... I see hip-hop fans getting Kendrick's response, but I don't generally see, like, the masses, it appealing to the masses the same way Drake's did.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, it didn't have a mass appeal.
I don't think it matters at all.
No, it doesn't matter to you or to generally us, because most of us have been listening to hip hop for a long time. So like we know what it is. We know there's a clear advantage going to one person in this thing. But I think the modern, I can't even call them hip hop fan, the modern rap fan, I think, is more attuned to how Drake responded than the Kendricks. Like,
I don't know. I don't know. Everything I'm seeing and reading is like the consensus is that he cooked Drake. But we'll see how the media responds in the coming days. But yeah, go ahead, Jason. I cut you off.
He did cook them, though. He cooked them. It's just that I think, but the reaction was more because Drake did the goofy with the Tupac and Snoop thing. I think
that's what killed him.
I think that's what really did it. Like, yeah. So he didn't have to do too much. He just had to respond to get people to say, okay, he gave a response. But at the same time, you know, Kendrick is a creator. So he ain't going to slap something together. I mean, I don't know. Me personally, if I'm going to go at somebody and spark something or start it, you had all this time, I'm going to have everything on deck waiting to go. And I just think the beat selection wasn't good. So I was a little surprised by that, because they just like some throwaway beats and they just putting it out making money on them. So I don't know what they're doing, but you know, he could have got on the thing and said, like what Kanye did, that Scooby-Doo bop and all that. If he would have had that, like that beat that that was at the beginning of the video for It's All Right, that would have, yeah. I would have been like, yeah, okay. But he, you know, they just slapping stuff together. So at this point, I don't think the timing really matters. I think they're just doing it for audience participation to get people ramped up for a project. I don't even know if it's real. Cause I want to back up to what you said about people having beef and it's real. I mean, personal and stuff, it ain't really have to ever be personal. I mean, people used to break dance battle just for bragging rights. Who can dance better? Who got the better move? Who got the illest stop? That was the basis of the whole thing. It wasn't ever personal. Now, people did get in a real fight after it, but that was more like ego-driven. When you got embarrassed that somebody took your move and then did something that disrespected you, but it wasn't never just personal. So for them to be going in, you know, I don't like him talking about dude's son. I don't think that was cool, but it was funny the way how he said it, but I don't think that was cool. But they didn't have to do all of that. It's just, it's entertainment at the end of the day. Ain't nobody gonna walk, because I mean, if it's real beef, ain't nobody gonna put it on record. I'm gonna walk up and smack you. It's not, no. I don't like you. And you know, you 800 miles away. I don't like you. And I don't like your mother. No, skip all that. So, you know, if he's a creative, so he took the time that he needed to do it. It just did not land as hard as it could with a diehard head. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. I mean, I don't know, bro. It landed with me. I was very impressed by the track. I went back,
he got bars. He had some bars in it. It's just that in between the bars, he had a couple little corniness, you know. Or I don't know. I got to listen to it again. A couple things he said just hit me as being a little corny. Like I said before, I was trying to figure out if that was really him or if it was AI, because at certain points it didn't sound like him to me.
Okay. Yeah, AI is really messing up the game. Scale from 1 to 10, though. What would y'all give this as a diss track on a scale from 1 to 10?
6.
You said 6?
Yeah, I'm around that. I'd give it a 5. 5-6.
5-6, wow. Wow, I'm leaning toward like 7.5. I'm trying to think, but at the same time, I'm trying to think of a diss track that like I would consider a 10. I guess No Vaseline I would consider a 10.
Hey, if Who Stopped It by Biggie was an actual diss track, that'd be up there in my book.
If it was a diss track. If it was a diss track, like I would give, like, honestly, like I would give Hit 'Em Up an 8. Only because outside of the line about Biggie's wife, he really wasn't saying much. I'll give it a 7.5 out of 10. I'll give Drake's Push-Ups a 6, I guess. It wasn't a mid track at all. I would put it slightly above mid, like, you know, which is more than I ever expect from Drake. But yeah, man, I was feeling this, man. Every time I went back and I gave this a run through, like I was picking up on something new. You know, I don't know if or when Drake will respond, but I have a feeling when he does, or he most likely will, he's going to respond in the most obnoxious and cringeworthy, troll-worthy way. Do y'all think he'll respond?
This is Drake's moment. Of course he's going to respond. I don't know how long it'll take him, but I'm almost certain he's going to respond.
Yeah. I think he feels he has a smoking gun on Kendrick. Like most likely some ghostwriting accusations or something like that, but yeah, man, yeah.
With a double album, a project together, a double album. It's all on some drama. Let's promote this double album, man. Get out of here.
I don't think they're doing no project together. That's
like a face off. They just saying stuff. Ain't no real beat.
Nah, I agree. I don't think it's very personal. Even Kendrick said in the line, like, or in the track, he says something about this is, what did he say? This is friendly fire or something. Something about it being friendly fire. But like, I don't think that they're gonna do a project together. That I do not see happening. Like, even if this beef ain't real, but like, you know. Hey, I'm here for it, man. I am here for it.
Jay-Z and Nas is gonna be cool after they little thing, and they cool.
But yeah, man, yeah. I was gonna try to keep this to a half hour, which is I think where we're at. But man, gentlemen, thanks for hopping on and sharing y'all's thoughts on this new Kendrick track, Euphoria. Yeah, let's see how this plays out, y'all. But yeah, we got action. We got action. So. Oh, last thing I meant to talk about too. We were talking about the bars. Like, Kendrick had made reference to niggas wanting to be on Demon Time until they get chipped by a throwaway, and basically talking about how Like That was a throwaway verse, which Dave, that actually is in harmony with something you had said a couple of weeks ago, where you were like, this was just Kendrick just spitting some bravado type bars. So I thought that was interesting too. Like, you know, once again, you know, Drake being butthurt over, you know, something Kendrick threw out there, like a la Control. But I thought that was interesting too. But yeah, that's all I got, y'all. So man, thanks for hopping on such short notice. Like I said, we'll be back next week, and you know, maybe we'll be talking about another track a week from now. Who knows? So another response record. So. Gentlemen, I thank y'all again, and I'm going to bid y'all adieu. And with that, I'm going to say peace.